Getting motions to revoke probation almost always recommended prison because the probation officer was just unsuccessful in getting the offenders to change their behavior, to stop using drugs, to go to treatment. And I thought, now what would work? What would work to change people's behavior? And then I thought, what does a parent do? And what do I do as a parent? If my child did something wrong, I gave him a consequence right away, whether it's taking away privileges, whatever. But I talked to him about it, but I gave him the consequence right away. And swift and certain is something you hear a lot of talk about, but it's almost never done in the criminal justice system. So that's what we started doing 4.5 years ago. If an offender violates a condition of probation, we give them a swift and certain consequence. That means they're arrested immediately. They're held in custody. We have a hearing typically 2 business days later, and they get a short time of incarceration. That way they can tie together the behavior that's bad, whether it's testing positive for drugs, not going to see their probation officer, with a consequence and learn from it. Because some of the folks we're dealing with were rehabilitating, others were habilitating. Mm-hmm. I think they've never had a situation in their life where they actually had a consequence for a behavior and learn from it. Because we want them all to succeed on probation, just like we want our kids to succeed in life. But I think our current probation system, without meaning to, is akin to a parent ignoring what their kid does